Stav, Abby and Matt.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
G'day there. Great to have you company. You've just downloaded the Stav, Abby and Matt podcast.
With a little bit of a gypsy theme today.
Yeah, we stole all the music.
No. It's been gypsy themed, Irish gypsy themed for like about 2 weeks.
And yes. You have been loving it.
I'm going to miss the gypsies.
Rumour has it that they're still here.
I think they're like
No. Didn't today we uncovered that they definitely left?
No, one family's still here.
Yeah, but you'll find all that out. But they're kind of like the ex-presidents in Point Break. They're following the summer.
Yes, they are, aren't they? Which is unusual, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, it gets a bit heated during the gypsy chat in there, so stick around for that. Also, we're going to let you know in the middle what Alpha Bucks letter is for tomorrow. Your chance to win $10,000. Here we go. Podcast time.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Now, we've done this with Urban Dictionary before, but on Saturday, there was an article in the Courier Mail that was how to speak millennial.
What year range do you have to be born in to be a millennial? I never understand. Is it like just in the 2000s range?
I think it's after 1985.
Oh. That's a big...
So I probably know.
Well, I'm a millennial. I don't think... No, that can't be right. Because I'd be a millennial then.
What year are you? 80...
I'm an 87.
87. Well, there you go. Yeah. But look, my mother-in-law was up and I saw this in the Courier Mail. And you know when you have a little bit of a laugh, you're like, oh, as if people don't know this. But she was reading it. She's like, oh, this is interesting. Yeah. It's like she was trying to learn some new words. So I'm going to test you guys.
Well, looks like I am a millennial.
So
you should speak fluent millennialese then.
Do you believe me now?
Yeah, between 1980 and 1994.
1980?
Remember? That's what it's saying.
Really?
Generation Y, the millennial.
Then I'm a millennial as well.
Yeah, right.
Hey. No, it's very confusing.
How you're a millennial as well.
Yeah.
I'm not.
No.
You're old.
You're Zennials, which is how the millennials refer to you. You're a Generation X.
Yeah, I'll take that.
There you go.
We feel near the high nor lows. Mm. How does that feel?
Meh. Here's a few one that I want to test everyone with. And I reckon you're going to get a lot of these rights. I mean, I know Maddie and I will because we're millennials.
Yeah, you're so young. Fluent.
This
you're
is
fluent.
For the old dad over there.
Okay.
So,
get off my lawn.
If you refer to someone as quiche.
That means they're like on point.
Of course. And that's famously great. After Chris Lilley.
Summer Heights High, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's
I loved that show.
It was quiche.
What about fobbing?
Fobbing.
Fobbing, yeah.
Means you're getting rid of, like, fobbing someone off, trying to get rid of them. They're trying to invite you somewhere.
Fobbing. No, it's when you are ignoring someone because you're on your phone.
Okay.
You didn't know that one?
Yeah.
What about if someone refers to and just says the letter V?
They're a virgin?
No, it means you're very something.
Virginy?
So if you type V before.
Hey, Vivi. Can you be anything but very virginal?
So if you say to someone...
You can't just be a little bit virginal.
Slightly.
No.
Slightly.
So you say to someone, you're V-woke.
Oh, yeah, you're very woke.
Yeah, you're so you're very switched on.
Yeah, you're leaving out the airy.
All right, well, I thought you guys would be better than this. All right, let's go through a few others.
I'm not supposed to be.
What about benching?
Can I have it in a sentence, please?
Yes. I guess I'm just benching him.
Putting him on the seat.
Holding them up.
No.
So you're holding them up. You're better than they are, no. And you're rising to the occasion.
No, you're putting them there while you see if there's anything better, and then you'll pull him off the bench if you find something.
The old dad got it. So it's if you're a substitute. So you're like, yeah, you still text them occasionally, but you're really seeing what your options are.
Stab the player.
Player. What about Bible? Use it in a sentence. Bible, that dress makes you look fat.
Oh, it's truth.
Hey.
Jesus
well
ate a lot of bread.
No, well done. It's the truth.
Yeah.
So they say, like, Bible. No, honestly, Bible.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So.
Atheists wouldn't use that very often, I wouldn't have thought.
What would they use? Phone book.
Even that's not true. Does it get updated?
You don't use that anymore.
No, kids go, what's a phone book?
Do they still make the phone books?
Yeah, but they're for doorstops and for filling up that cupboard under the kitchen
and
sink.
And you've got a request to get them sent out now.
Yeah.
Oh, as if there's anyone requesting it.
There'd be older ladies and gentlemen who don't have their phone.
First call soon. If you've requested a phone book recently, 13 10 60.
People that can't reach things.
Yeah.
And that's really sad because you used to be able to apply to be the front cover of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Last one?
Yeah, hit us.
Goat.
Oh, greatest of all time.
Maybe do another one.
Okay, yeah, I might do another one. Okay, one more. Millennial pink.
Millennial pink.
Mm-hmm.
glittery. It's like a, it means you're all glittery and millennial. I've got no idea.
It's a colour to describe the generation. So you're like, well, it's not our fault that we can't keep a job down. We're just millennial pink. It means like dusty, marshmallow soft, slightly confused, apricot shade, salmon pink. It's millennial pink.
I'm confused.
I'm being confused.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Oh, I love this segment. It is the true test of who holds the ultimate power of the relationship. Usually, of course, it would be the woman.
The woman.
Well, it depends. We've got Brendan from Dutton Park. Good morning, Brendan.
How are you guys going?
We're good. Well, yeah, you're better because I'm just going to come out and say it straight away, can I?
Yeah,
tell him.
We're going to give you tickets to Broncos versus Cowboys.
Woo!
Yes, I know, right?
Yeah, big game.
Now, Andy, your beautiful partner, is on the other line. You can't take her, so you've got to take someone else, okay?
Before we move on to that, how much do you love, you're a Broncos man, Brendan?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How much? Like, describe your love.
Well, I've been a Broncos fan since I was a little boy.
Yep.
And I do really love watching them, man. It's just like watching art being painted on a canvas. It's just beautiful.
Wow.
I think you're going a bit too far, but yeah.
Except last night's game. Let's not go there.
Yeah.
All right. So the tickets are yours, but we do have your lovely partner who you can't take. Andy, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, Andy. Do you like the football? Do you see it as a work of art on a beautiful canvas?
No.
Okay.
So you don't mind that you're not going?
I just think it's a bunch of men pushing each other around, like groping each other. I'm not really a fan.
Okay.
I have been to one game before. Uh-huh. It was all right.
But you know how much it would mean to Brendan to go to this. These games against the Cowboys are always great ones. You know how important it is, right?
Yeah.
Do you know the Andy? Who would be your favourite artist? Who's your favourite singer?
At the moment, probably Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran, yeah, and he's playing here as well.
At Suncorp, where the Broncos play, ironically.
Yeah.
I just missed tickets.
Oh, no, that's so annoying.
That's annoying.
Well, it was annoying because we've got tickets for you to go and see Ed Sheeran.
Are you serious?
Totally serious.
Like legit.
Oh, you can't obviously take Brendan, but you've got to take someone else. Yeah. But legit, you've got tickets.
What? Yeah.
To go to Ed Sheeran.
But, Andy, if you take the tickets to Ed Sheeran, Brendan forfeits his tickets to the Broncos.
Yes.
Well, think about it.
Yep.
She could have those tickets.
Brendan, you know, it could be Jonathan Thurston's last ever game on the grass of Suncorp Stadium.
I'll buy him a ticket. I want to go to Ed Sheeran.
It's sold out.
She can go to Ed Sheeran. She's been batting on about that for a couple of weeks now. So.
Oh, that's lovely.
I hear what you're saying. Shut her up.
I can watch it on the television. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, about that. We're going to take away your TV.
Oh, what a beautiful couple. They usually end in a huge fight.
Yes.
The other way around. Well, there you go, Andy. You're off to Ed Sheeran and Brendan. You're home alone watching the footy, buddy.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
There we go. Under the thumb. Will it play out as nice tomorrow? We'll find out here. Register hit105.com.au. It's Stav, Abby and Matt.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Can you make a hotline ring? You can ask us anything.
Right now, though, you can get yourself a cheeky Poke Bar voucher. Go and check out a delicious fusion of Hawaiian and Japanese with a unique twist, cheekypokebar.com.au. You get $100 to spend if you get on this morning.
Lovely. I went there the other day.
Yeah, you did.
Is it good?
Yeah, you get to choose some of your own meal, or you could just do their signature meals. But I was like, no, I've got this. I'm going to mix it all together.
Oh, nah. See, I always take the suggestion, so I'm not disappointed.
Nah, do well. But 131060, anything you want to talk about in first calls? Oh, this one's from Ireland. Anonymous, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Are you one of the gypsies?
Fortunately, I'm not one of the gypsies.
Right.
Okay, so anyone that doesn't know,
you haven't got through to a gypsy, unfortunately.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, right. No, there has been some people that have been scamming businesses around Brisbane.
It's
Abby, it's horrendous. They do the exact same thing at home in Ireland. So it's you guys, poor Australians, you're not used to it. You don't know how to look out for the behaviour.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've been doing this at home in Ireland for, like, I'm not even joking, centuries.
Yeah.
Like, when I was a child, my mother, if I was ever, like, being naughty or bold, she used to threaten me by saying, if you don't stop it, I'm dropping you off at the gypsy camp.
Yes.
So,
yeah,
like,
really?
That
yes.
was...
I
yeah,
got that too.
Yeah, so, like, yeah.
So what, do you think they've picked up and left?
Oh, I hope to God they have, because they're giving the Irish people a really bad name. Yeah, it really gets me angry, because, like, these people and Irish people are not, like, we're not in the same class. Yeah. We're a completely different breed of people altogether. But I do have to say, some of the gypsies, because I'm from my town in Ireland, there's quite a lot of gypsies there, if I'm being honest, and some of them are lovely.
Right.
Like, some of them are just the loveliest people ever. But then you have scumbags, like the ones over here that are scamming people.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember last year, the Minister Marlene came out and said, don't be opening your door to anyone with an Irish accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was the worst thing that she could have ever said. It went down like a lead balloon. Mm. And that was gypsies again. They were gypsies.
Yeah, they were the guys. They were doing tradesmen.
Is it tough for you with your accent? Every time you go somewhere now, everyone's questioning you?
Well, we went out at the weekend there, and some of my friends, my boyfriend's friends, were like, ah, how's the cafe business going for you? You know, I can see you're putting on weight with all that free food you're getting.
Wow.
I was like, no.
Well, thanks for your call. We have some information that has only come to us via someone who knows where the gypsies are. We will reveal that coming up after 7:30 this morning. Stand
and
by.
We'll call the police and let them know as well.
Now, well, this is our investigation now.
Yeah. Oh, you're wearing a police department of New York t-shirt today.
NYPD, freeze!
All right, we've got Christian from Nunda. What do you want to talk about in first calls?
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
So I've been with my partner for about 2 years now, and the intimacy sort of started fizzling out at this point.
Right.
Any advice on that?
Oh, yeah, you got to hug more.
Oh, that's horrible.
No, I'm serious. This is what they've learnt. They've learnt that, like, if hugging goes, then intimacy goes as well. And a lot of guys go, oh, no, I don't want the hugging if I'm not going to get any action. And then girls freeze up because they're like, every time they want something, like physical, they want more. So you've got to just prove that you just want hugs. Just hugs and kisses, and then you leave.
What's wrong with an old school nudge?
I'm beginning to
Christian,
see the
I'm
issue.
I'm trying to help you, okay?
Are you at this point, Christian? My wife and I are at this. You're scheduling it in, aren't you? You're like, hey, babe.
2 years you shouldn't
on
be.
On Wednesday, are you busy at work on Wednesday? What's happening?
It's pretty much like that, yeah.
Yeah. You need, Abby's right, you need to go out and surprise her. I think you need to, if you want the intimacy to come back, go and do like a night away somewhere or just surprise her with something that she's not expecting you to do, and hopefully fireworks.
Yeah, I think
really surprising if you combine the two, get a room for the night and then just hug. That would really surprise and confuse her.
It would get you more. Would 100% get you more, because girls always go, oh, they only want one thing, and then it's like, wait a minute.
No.
I'm sorry. Did you just reject me? Because no. See, that's how it works.
Exactly. And then you'll be in trouble, Christian. Do not reject her, because then you'll be dead.
Hope we've helped, buddy.
Take the guy's opinion.
Yeah, it is a big game.
Yeah, take the guy's opinion. What would I know?
Good luck, Christian.
Thanks, guys. I don't know if we helped.
That's the sound of a man with regret.
Yes.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
What shocking thing have you found out that you're living next door to? 13, 10, 60, because Queensland has just made a record. Yay! But it's not a good one. They're saying that one in three homes in Queensland, it has been revealed, has residue from ice or methamphetamines. That's one in three households. And they're saying the majority of them as well would have to do with either labs.
That's a lot of labs.
Well, yeah, there's more labs here, but saying that people have then moved on.
Mm.
Obviously, drug users is what. Mm. But that's a high stat, one in three.
You can always tell which one's the meth house, though, can't you?
It's the one with the shoes hanging over the telegraph.
Long grass.
Shouldn't you report those ones?
A couple of couches out the front. Lots of friends visiting at all hours. Mm.
They're saying that that's not the case now. Saying
often
they're really nice houses.
Yeah.
They're modern homes. They're saying they've got, like, more, I guess, development and sort of underneath and all this.
Mm. Oh, exactly how your house has been renovated. Very nice, lifted.
No, we've still got the couches out the front, Maddie, and we've still got timber all around
the
place.
It's not finished under your house yet either,
no,
is it?
No, it's not finished. But isn't that a high stat?
That is a huge
one
stat.
One in three is a lot.
And I find that really scary because if you found out, and maybe you have, that you were living next door to people that were selling drugs or a meth lab, that's quite dangerous because there's so many explosions and issues as well.
I've got a friend that does and it's a nightmare.
They live next to now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, have they not reported them?
Well, they report them as much as they can. The police can't really do much. And yeah, people come and going all through the night, fights, shifty people coming over.
Right. So the police can't...
occasionally coming in and doing a clean out, then it all starts again.
They can't raid the house?
They do that from time to time. Yeah.
Well, right. If they found something, couldn't they charge them?
Yeah. Yeah. And then they just start up again. You know how it works.
Actually don't. Tell me more in detail about how this works. I don't get it.
Well, if they're dealing drugs, I guess what you're saying is they just continue to do it. Mm. Like, yeah, I'm charged with it, but it's my profession.
And it's not just that. My friend their neighbours wanted to do for a pool, and they wanted to do all this different development down there. And they put in, they said, oh, you just have to be careful because next door was a graveyard.
Wow.
What?
They are actually allowed to build, and they're like, oh, no, it was back in, like, centuries and stuff like that, and we don't actually know the correct location. I'm like, you can't build on that.
Well, there is going to come a day where there's going to be high-rises there in Toowong. Mm. That's some pretty prime real estate.
It's a lovely cemetery.
But you couldn't do it, could you?
I could live on a cemetery.
Could you? I don't know that I could.
Ugh.
Well, 131060, it doesn't just have to be a meth lab.
No.
What did you find out you live next door to? Maybe it was a person of the night.
We lived next door to one of them.
Really?
And then we bought his microwave.
What?
Then we bought his microwave.
Really?
Yeah, he sold his microwave and we bought it.
This microwave could talk.
Yep.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105. It's right next door and I'm living
next door. Yeah, what are you living next door to? Stats have come out saying that one in three houses are testing positive to ice or methamphetamines, and they're saying, hey, if you think you're having a drug lab next door, maybe you should report it to police. And I was saying that my friend, the neighbours wanted to do a pool, and apparently they were built on a cemetery.
So 131060, what did you learn that you were living next door to? Anonymous joins us. Hi.
Hey.
What was it for you?
So my next door neighbour, we've lived here for like the past 30 years. Well, my parents did. And then about a month or two ago, my cousin's friend got services off them and found out that they've been doing it for the past 30 years.
Oh.
Crazy.
Wow.
Right.
Crazy.
I bet you he was nervous when he rocked up. He's like, I know the people next door.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No, they came to our house straight after.
Did they?
Yeah, and then told us, like, oh, my God, next door neighbour, like, did you know this is happening?
Right.
This is very bizarre that your cousin's friend would go and score drugs and come next door and go,
guys. Yeah. That's it. That's it.
Well, if he starts visiting more often, you might have to do an intervention.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so no one knew at all? Your parents never had inkling?
Wow.
Oh, well, they're a little bit crazy. Hmm. But yeah, we never thought that they would have those services going on next door to us and stuff.
Wow.
There you go.
All right.
Emma's in Geebung. What are you living next door to?
It was my Nana and my Pop. They were living next door to a house full of strippers. It was like a massive Queenslander, and it got to the point where there was like bikinis and G-strings and everything hanging outside. I was only really young, but... apparently they were lovely, according to my pa, but...
what did your Nana think?
Oh, she didn't really mind because she said they were lovely to talk to, but what she didn't know was Pa had them on speed dial. If there was too much noise, he'd call them up. They just looked really wrong.
Oh, so the old Telstra phone where you had the little buttons down the bottom?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. So he would have them on, because they'd often have parties there, so he'd have them on speed dial to let them know, oh, keep it down if you could.
Sure.
But stop
that's it. What he said anyway, yeah.
Did Nan ever used to travel a lot and poor Pa would have to stay home and look after the house?
She was a bit oblivious to the whole thing. She didn't know about the speed dial until my dad, his son, went, Dad, why have you got so-and-so's name on speed dial on your phone? And he's like, oh, well, just in case I have parties and it's too loud.
I like your pop a lot. Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Grace is in Toowong. What were you living next door to?
a white supremacist.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
Boom.
Yeah. Well, I was really young and I didn't realize because I made friends with his daughter, but he was full blown and shaved his head, tattoos everywhere. And when I went to his house, they said, this, like, he had a whole room of Nazi memorabilia. And he's like, if we were still in Germany, we would be in jail for life.
Right.
Wow.
Far out. So they escaped the country?
No, they moved here.
Yeah, right.
It was only the son.
Did your mum let you go over to play anymore?
Yeah, well, my parents were friends with him because he was a really lovely guy. He just so happened to be a white supremacist.
I don't think that sentence...
It does if you're white.
Yeah, true.
Well, I guess, yeah, I am pretty white,
Yeah, wow. So
might have been okay.
Did your parents have him on speed dial in case he had parties?
I'm not too sure about that.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Hey, thanks for your call this morning, Grace.
No worries.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
It's story time with Stav.
Yes. Welcome to Stav's Story Time. I mentioned a few weeks back that I read my daughter a story about an elephant that stood on a landmine and exploded. And since then, I've asked you guys to send in your inappropriate books to our Facebook page. We read one about a zombie rabbit that he poked with a stick.
That ended up in an asylum.
Now, strap yourselves in, because this one takes it up a notch.
Okay, but these books are actually legitimately written for small children.
Uh-huh.
Do you know who sent this one in?
No, I don't. But this one is called Mummy Laid an Egg by Babette Cole.
Babette?
Girl babies are made from sugar and spice and all things nice, said Mum. Mummy laid an egg on the sofa, Dad said. Funny, Dad. Now, Mummy does have eggs. They are inside her tummy. And Daddy has seeds in his seeds pods outside his body.
Is this a biology book?
Uh-huh. Daddy has the tube. The seeds come from the pods, come out of it. The tube goes into Mummy's tummy through a little hole. Then the seeds swim inside using their tails. And there's a picture of that with an arrow pointing to the...
Oh, yes, there is.
Yes. Now...
Stick figure.
But where's Mummy? Where's Mummy's little hole?
Well, here are some of the ways you can do it. And there's more pictures. Think of the Kama Sutra. Different ways you could possibly... One of them are on a skateboard. Because they're pretty racy.
Gee, that'd be hard, wouldn't it?
There's some more. They're on a space hopper. Daddy's got some balloons because he's obviously very happy with what's happening.
Is this a real book?
Yes, it is. When the seeds are inside Mummy's tummy, they start the great egg race. One of them saying, come on, lads. There's an M. Night Shyamalan twist coming up at the end. The winner gets in the egg and a small baby starts to grow. Mummy gets fatter and fatter and fatter.
They use the word fat?
They use it. I'm just reading the book, mate.
I think after all their drawings, I don't care what words they use.
When it's ready, out pops the baby. Hello, Mummy. And you can see the baby
coming
halfway
out.
Through. I believe the word would be crowning.
We need to get these pictures, have to go up on Facebook.
And here's the M. Night Shyamalan twist. So now you know. And the kids were telling the parents the whole time.
That's weird.
How do you know it's a kids telling them?
Because look at the shocked faces of the parents going, how do our kids know all that?
What, did they do it on a skateboard?
They got to get some thinner walls. That was sent in by Holly Echman. And now, I learned something. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I could pass that.
I would not suggest explaining any of that in that way to your children if you're having that conversation.
I know, we've got a skateboard in the garage. Going
to try to get it out.
We've got a space hopper at home.
If you've got a book, you get onto the Stav, Abby and Matt Facebook page for Stav Story Time.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
This is George Ezra. Hear me one good reason why I should never make a change. If it feels like
this guy, love his music. He's got a new album. It's called Staying at Tamara's. It's out now. George Ezra in the studio. Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, hang on. Your microphone's
broken. Oh, he's got the beautiful voice and then you haven't got his mic on. That's disappointing.
That's very unprofessional of me. Sorry.
How'd we go?
Sorry. Are we back?
Can you hear me?
There we go.
Hey!
Dulcet tones.
Just so you know, I'm on work experience.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
I've never done this before.
Aren't we all?
Thank you.
I think that's all of us are chances.
Do you know, I love that you do a podcast as well.
Yes.
Don't you?
Great segue. Oh.
Yeah. Coconut Shy is a podcast.
Yeah. But is there someone that you have just been blown away with who you've had on your podcast?
Yeah, every single one that I've done, I feel like I've taken something away from. The first episode I put out was Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
And I think what he was really drilling home, which I already knew, but he was like, you're never too big to work. Mm. Like, it doesn't matter. Unless you go and promote what you've been working on, no one's going to hear it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I think that people definitely forget that. I've always gone in with, like, the promotional side is the bit that legitimizes my job. Mm. Like, yeah. if you were just touring, I'd be like, man, this is a breeze. Yeah. This is... So, do you know what I mean? Like, the gig at the end of the day is like a reward almost.
For having to put up with us.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Got it.
So you're pretty tight with Ed Sheeran.
We actually recorded for something like 2 hours and then spent the evening just chatting away.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah, right. So that means you'll be at his wedding now, yeah?
Who knows? Mm. Maybe.
Oh, no, it's already happened, the wedding, didn't it?
Yeah, I think so, because he was at the Brits wearing a ring. Yeah. This is proper gossip town, isn't it? He was wearing a ring.
He was trying to get extra information of you, but you just gave the information that we know as well. So we were trying
to get
some extra.
I know, I was like, oh, we just got the scoop. Ed is going to be livid.
Well, he did... Right, so you know the Ash London show?
Yes. Yes.
So I was on that, and she was like, we actually had Ed in, and he said this, and she played me this clip, and it was Ed going like, yeah, I did George's podcast, and the thing is, we recorded for about 2 hours, and then we turned the mics off and we just bitched about people we both, and I was like, thanks, man. Like, she made me listen to this, and I was like, why are you telling everyone that?
Who'd you bitch about?
Well, I don't think that happened. I think he's fabricating it completely. I don't think it was as much bitching. I think the nice thing about the podcast is that I think especially pop stars don't often talk about the realities of it. People don't really want to know how the sausage is made. It's kind of like, and I like that. Smoke and mirrors are cool. I like that. Mm. But you can kind of talk about the mundane thing or the more realistic things. Mm. And then we turned the mics off and it was a bit like, oh, and another thing.
Yeah, right.
And another thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good fun.
When you say the reality of pop stars and stuff, Justin Bieber apparently refuses to have photos with fans.
Mm.
That's a thing getting around. I imagine that's just something that you would accept as part of it.
Yeah, I think you kind of have to. Mm. I mean...
Because there's nothing worse, isn't there, if you were going to ask for a photo with someone. Let's just say after the podcast, you're like, hey, I want to get a photo. And they go, no.
Yeah, I've done that once. And it was because the girl that had asked me had been taking pictures of me without asking for the whole night in the pub.
Yeah.
And then she had a few too many, like, or enough drinks to come and ask me for a photo. And I was like, you've got a phone full of them.
Yeah. Right.
I think I had a bit of confidence. Yeah. I had a few drinks.
Do they do it when they're trying to take a selfie of themselves, but you know that the camera's not even hooked up near them?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They do it. It's all fun and games, though. It's kind of that thing of, like, I get it. You know, there's people. I don't know who I'd want a photo with, though. Although, saying that, I do. Everyone on the show I get a little photo with.
Mm. When you say they take photos of you in the pub, do you get... You know when you're at the urinal, right?
Yeah.
And you've got it out. Yeah. And you know, what's the first rule of the urinal?
You don't look down.
You make as much eye contact as possible.
You look straight ahead. You pick a tile and you don't look away from the tile.
But so you don't look down at all?
Nah. Oh.
You just, and often there'll so be little adverts to distract you.
But this is explaining why you guys can't pee in the right spot.
It's only because there's other men beside
this
you.
This is more public.
But I'm saying this is not good practice for when you get home and we want to know why you haven't
got in the bowl.
Do you know
what my dad did when we were kids? Mm. This is a great lesson for people out there, actually. You buy a table tennis ball and leave it in the water.
Yeah.
And every guest that came to the house would be like, oh, I got this out the toilet for you. Be like, we have been urinating all over that.
Do you get though at the public toilet where the guy who's like out of their peripheral just gets a glance, double takes, and you're midstream, and they're like,
"Yeah,
George Ezra."
Oh no, it's not. You get occasionally like, "Yeah, oh blimey, I didn't realise that was you." That kind of thing.
Mm. Yeah, right.
I'm looking at your face, stung, right? Like, I reckon that no. There's like often like charity like service stations. It will be like, text this number. It's this easy, and you will give a fiver to whatever. So I did that, and now they won't stop ringing me.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah.
That's amazing that you text while you're doing a wee at the same time, or was that after?
Let's say after, just to, It was probably...
Because your dad's not going to be happy that there was no ping-pong ball.
It's dangerous. So I once I had to pee, and my wife was... She's a stand-up comedian. She was about to get on stage, and I'd forgotten that I hadn't said good luck. And so I was texting furiously while I was in the toilet, and I dropped my phone into the toilet. And then you had to make that decision. Do I put my hand in the wee cupboard and get it out?
Or do you flush then get it out?
Well, then it would go down.
No, because it would still stay there because it's heavy. I can't believe we're talking about this.
There's always the rumour. So at festivals back home, they're called like drop pit toilets. So you walk up and there's like 20 toilets in a row and they all fall into the same.
Yeah.
This is not great.
No, it was
but there's
we
always
there.
A story. Oh, did you hear about that girl that dropped her phone in and went in after it? And, you know, you never know if you know it's not true. You're not sure.
There was that famous festival one where a lady goes up to interview a guy. And he goes and washes his hands.
Yeah, in the urinal.
In the urinal. And she's like, what are you doing? And he's washing his hand, not really. It's
he's
urinal.
Like, oh. I think he drinks it.
Yeah.
I think he thinks it's a trough.
What?
And he just pushes in front of everyone that's queuing up. And he's like,
wow. Yeah.
And she goes to interview and she's like, eh.
He's definitely had a few drinks. So it's not like a...
Well, I guess they're called urinal cakes.
Yeah.
Well, George, I think we've covered everything we needed to today, to be honest with you.
Great music.
Yeah. You've got an album out. It's called Staying at Tamara's.
Yeah, but why would we talk about that? I mean, we can talk about urinals. We can talk about,
That's exactly right. go and get your hands on it. Great album. What a pleasure to have you in the studio this morning. Good to see you, buddy.
Thank you very much. Cheers, guys.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Tomorrow, Alpha Bucks plays. It's going to be the 13th of March. You can win $10,000 at 8 a.m.
Why is that the one sheet that always disappears?
Oh, come on. You guys, you never know where
well,
any of your sheets
yours?
Where,
you never have it.
You've got it as well.
Here we go. Letter for tomorrow is...
K.
For everything is... K.
K.
Everything is awesome.
Everything is cool when you're part of a team that was cool with a K.
Cool mints are spelt with a K.
Uh-huh. You ever put a cool mint in Coke?
Yes. Mentos does the same thing.
Mm.
Xander, my three-year-old, saw it on the internet and then begged me to do it for weeks. So we finally did it. And all the build-up, went to the shop, got the Mentos, got the Diet Coke, went home. It lasted 2 seconds. It's like, cool.
You were like, get used to it, buddy.
Although I sent that along to my son's school as a science experiment. Have you guys had to do that? Where they had to do science experiments? And I thought, gee, that's pretty good because I remember doing it. So I sent it along in a bottle. And the teacher said... It was lovely and the kids really liked it because you brought in the extra cool mints. Next time there is a website that we directed you to go to choose the science experiment. I'd just gone rogue and just decided, well, I remember what I used to do.
So the internet was down.
Yeah. I was like, okay, sorry. You should have seen what I did with the sparklers. Do you used to do those? Yeah. Sparklers in the Coke bottle? Coke bottle
sparkler bombs.
Yeah.
And then you do, oh, no, that's a legend.
Yeah.
Is it legal?
Yeah.
Or we used to do stuff to our G.I. Joes with... Other things that would explode. Soda bombs.
No.
Never did soda bombs?
No.
I shouldn't explain how to make them. It was bad, dangerous, and I'll never do it again.
He swears on all his nine fingers.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Stav, Abby and Matt's $10,000 Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks.
Here we go, $10,000. This time, every single day, we have it to give away. If it goes off today, we play again tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that. Let's do this.
All right, Kelly from Decepticon Bay, you are through on 131060. Morning.
Morning.
All right, you've done the hard part and you know how this works. You're about to get 30 seconds and a letter from Abby. Every answer must start with that letter. $50 per one and 10 grand if you get the whole kit and caboodle.
Thank you.
You sound focused, Kelly. And your letter this morning is D for dashboard.
Yep, thank you.
Got it? Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Name something that flies.
A drone.
Name an R&B artist.
DJ Kelly.
Name something you'd find on a desk.
Pass.
Name something relating to babies.
Dribbles.
Name something that makes noise.
Pass.
Name a soft drink.
Diet Coke.
Name an appliance.
Pass.
Name a skincare brand.
$150 coming your way, Cal.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll go through some of the ones you missed. An R&B artist, you could have had Drake. Something you find on a desk, you could have had documents. Something that makes a noise could have drums, doorbells, or a drill. And an appliance, yeah. A Dyson, everyone's favourite vacuum, and a skincare brand, Dermatologica and Dove.
Okay, we're just, Abby and I.
Sorry, we're mouthing an argument over here. What did you say for R&B artist?
DJ Kelly.
Yeah, DJ Kelly.
DJ Kelly.
Which hit did DJ Kelly have?
You're going to be embarrassed by this. He has many hits.
DJ Kelly?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me Google
DJ
Kelly song. We play it on R&B Fridays. Yeah.
Yeah.
DJ Khaled.
Wait, all right, wait a minute.
I understand the confusion.
DJ Kelly.
Khaled and Kelly.
Isn't that one that goes, DJ Kelly?
That's still Khaled.
Oh, whoops, yeah. No, you're wrong, Kelly, sorry.
Good.
Still $150. Have you been yelling out DJ Kelly this whole time?
Yes.
And another one.
DJ Kelly!
Awkward. There we go. Very awkward. R&B Friday. We'll play no DJ Kelly on Friday. And don't forget the Alpha Bucks app available in the App Store. Download it, play at home, win thousands of dollars.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Brisbane restaurants have lost hundreds of dollars in trade through an elaborate scam by a group of Irish gypsies. They're accused of eating like kings in a number of venues and slipping glass in their meals so they don't have to pay a cent.
We actually broke this story before any of the news outlets picked it up. We saw it on Facebook, started discussing it, chasing down people, and we've been following it harder than a current affair follows what the best prices are for washing detergent.
Yeah, we've been sending text messages over the weekend as well as we track them down, and we're hearing a lot of conflicting reports at the moment about them.
Let's do a quick recap. So these Irish scammers, they first kicked off the Bird's Nest, was that the name of the place? In the Valley, with their glass scam. We spoke to the owner.
Three ladies. They ordered lunch, you know, everything was going smoothly. I thought something was a little bit strange. All of a sudden, one of the ladies started screaming and pulled out this shard of glass and said, look, there's glass in your food. And I thought, this is not a glass from our restaurant.
Then they hooked it down to the Goldie, where they were doing a bit of shoplifting on Chevron Island.
Four of them came in, and then they were just filling their bags up and enjoying themselves. And when they came to the checkout, they basically said, this is all I've got. And I said, look, I need to see your bags. They were putting stuff underneath this counter where I couldn't see them.
And now they've trashed an apartment or something.
Yeah, we have seen the photos. There is a property manager who is from Queensland Buildings and Body Corp. We've got Clara. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, we're good. Now, we've seen the photos and you believe they are the same people, and we've seen the photos of them trashing the place. What happened?
It's actually four separate apartments. There was four families staying in four of our units.
Right.
And they really caused a lot of damage, tens of thousands of dollars of malicious damage, actually, to the buildings.
How did they come about renting it? Like, is it a long-term lease or a short-term? They didn't have any references for you?
Yeah, we do short-stay accommodation, right. So it's not as an intensive procedure to get an apartment as it is if you were renting, like, on a long-term lease. But we still checked everything out, their identification. We took a bond from them and, you know, it was all fake. All the information they gave us was fake. Yeah. All the documents were fake, so, you know.
Now, we've heard a few people that have had contact with them have said they're very intimidating. Did you find that they were quite scary?
Not in the beginning. They presented quite well, but when things weren't going their way and there was non-payment and we wanted to remove them from our buildings, yes, they became quite intimidating and still are being quite intimidating, actually.
What do you mean they're still being intimidating to you now?
We're receiving threats through our work phone, personal threats against me, against our business, of a horrific nature. I couldn't even say on radio the things that they're saying in voicemails to us. Like, they're very, very explicit and, yeah, quite scary, but that's okay.
We do have one of the voicemails that you've sent us,
I believe. Meaning one that we can play.
Yeah. So I've got the audio here. We're just going to play this now. Now, I believe this was 10:30 on Saturday night. This was left.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Okay. One of the messages that was left on Saturday night, yes.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, CJ. I'm one of the persons who's staying in your apartments. The Irish person that's supposed to vandalise your property. That was bullshit, CJ, because I've got every conversation recorded, what you said, and I'm going to give it to 7 years. Okay? Have a good time with your bullshit. You think I've left the country. I've still got your number, and I know your full location, and I know exactly a lot of lawyers in your area.
Wow,
that's quite threatening to say he knows where you are.
What are they after at the moment? Have they not received their bond back, or why are they still after you after they've trashed the property?
Since the media has approached our business to give our side of the story, they've been threatening us since then. Of course, they didn't get their bond back. Their bond was far less than the $10,000 plus damage that they caused to the building. Yeah.
Is it true that they clogged up toilets with potatoes?
Yes, it is. Punched holes in vanities, holes in walls, clogged the toilets with potatoes, intimidated other residents coming and going from the building. Yeah, there was a lot of damage. One family also put all the plugs in and left the taps running and totally flooded the unit for 24 hours before we realised they had left.
It sounds like they're not even, you know, like they're throwing a party and then damage happens and they're not paying it. It actually sounds like they went in there with the intention to destroy the place for fun.
Oh, yes, definitely. Which is, I can't get my head around that because I can't understand how people would do that. And that's why we're so angry, you know.
Well, we're just going to give a quick plug here. WholesaleFurnitureOutlet.com.au is another business that you have. If anyone wants to check that out, if you're looking for furniture, because you guys have lost a lot of money from these people. So hopefully you can get some of that back with a bit of business through that.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. CJ, thanks for calling through. When we come back, we received some messages last night from someone who actually helped them leave the country. So we're going to go through those messages. And we have another woman who's contacted us, who knows exactly where they are.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Brisbane restaurants have lost hundreds of dollars in trade through an elaborate scam by a group of Irish gypsies. They're accused of eating like kings in a number of venues and slipping glass in their meals so they don't have to pay a cent.
Yeah, we've been all over this over the last couple of weeks. We broke the story first. We've been talking to everyone who's been getting scammed by them. We know they're Irish. We know the women are very attractive. They walk around with wads of $50 notes in their bras.
Yes.
Lots of children with them. They like to fleece people. They're very violent. Very threatening as well.
Yeah.
Now, last night, we got some messages that came through on our Facebook page as well, because we've been trying to interview them. We wanted to get them on the show.
Yeah, 131060 is our number. If you're listening to this and you go, oh, that's bollocks.
It's what?
It's bollocks.
It's bollocks.
It's bollocks. I'll call up. No, wait, let me go.
It's a bit more Welsh.
Oh, yeah, right, okay. Well, they travel a bit.
Yeah, yes.
But they're gypsies.
So we're going to give you a little summary of the messages here of last night. This is from a woman who didn't want to come onto the show because she didn't want to get into any trouble from her boss.
Travel place.
Yes, that's right. So she's a travel agent. Let's go with the messages here.
All right. First off, she says, hi, my friend said you guys would like to talk to me about the Irish gypsies. We say yes. Goes blah blah, can I ask what the question's regard to? I don't want to get in trouble with my store. We said we just want to ask, we want to find out what they look like and stuff. She says they're all gone. They're not in Australia anymore, and they won't be coming back. She said the police has confirmed it was them.
Yes, right. So this woman, she's also saying she didn't know who did the gypsy
story.
No, not at the
time. So we said that's crazy. How many people were there? Can you give us a name and a number? She says they've flown to another international destination. She said there were 7 adults, 6 kids, including infants, that booked their flights with us. Only the men came in saying it was a surprise for their wives. Another man arrived late and we didn't have time to get him and his family on an evening flight. They've flown to Hawaii, but they mentioned they intend to continue their travel somewhere else. The family we didn't have time to book said they'd be coming back, but they went to a different agency and flew to the UK this morning.
So the men came, because they went in on Saturday and booked to fly out that night.
Mm. Well, the girls have had all their photos thrown all around the media, and I think the guys haven't been photographed as much.
Now she says, I've been asked why I booked for them, because everyone's saying, why would you book? Because first, I didn't hear the news. Yes, they look suspicious, such a big family travelling on the same day, but they were not trying to fraud me, and they didn't fraud me. It's also not my place or our place to discriminate or judge someone that comes into me with payment and a valid passport.
That's
my job stops there.
Yeah.
We're not Interpol. What I found from talking to authorities at the end of the day, they only want to deport them. They weren't going to get them to fix any damages done, which is unfortunate. They didn't say clearly to me, but they said they want them out of the country.
We have a woman on the phone right now who's contacted us as well, because we've been investigating this very hard. Her name is Carrie. Now, Carrie, you can 100% confirm that the gypsies have left the country.
Yes.
How can you do that?
I just have a friend that's in the forces, and they left on a flight on Saturday.
Right.
Right.
Do we know whereabouts?
Two?
But I'm not sure if it's back to Ireland or back to the UK.
The reports we had were Hawaii, that they've gone to Hawaii for a holiday.
They're on a permanent holiday, these guys.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, right. You were saying they've gone to Hawaii to work.
Yeah, probably.
So I guess if you, I don't know, any information that you have, would you know why they would have been able to leave? Because my impression would be that they'd have photos of them out. I mean, we've seen them on the news. Was there no issue with them leaving?
No, not that I'm aware of. There was no issue. They were, politely asked to go and they were escorted, I believe. They're gone. So
and how many of them left?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
So I'm not sure. But they usually, they usually go in groups. So I would imagine that they all did. But, it's just a blessing in disguise because they're just, giving everybody a bad name, which is really annoying.
Mm. Are you saying we let them leave? We helped them leave the country?
I'm not sure.
Because if we haven't kept them here and charged them, that's horrendous.
Well,
They have no, regardless of being charged, they have no regard for, authority or anything like that. They don't care. They get away with murder.
Yeah.
They don't care.
But isn't it an issue though, Maddie? What are you going to do with children as well?
Yeah, and I guess the other thing is too, if they get, they just go to in bail and then they just leave the country when they did that, it'd just be a waste of time.
Yeah, but you see, more of them are going to come back then. We're going to have a gypsy influx. If they know they can just come here, fleece the country, and then, it's a bit too hard to charge you and deal with all this thing. Let them go.
Kerry, are you a gypsy?
No, I'm not.
Okay, all right. I'm just checking, you might just go, hey, I've got them on this one.
I don't care. If you're gypsy, we're going to lock you up.
No, they were just in our community growing up, and it was, that's some really nice people in their community, but then, not good. And as I said, they don't care for authority. They don't care. They know their rights inside and out.
Yeah.
And, they just don't.
It's the same in any society.
It's not.
Absolutely.
Well, it is. You've got scam artists here in Australia, but it's just they don't have a beautiful Irish accent.
We
so
lock
they're not
them
identified.
Up. We don't put them on a plane and say, hey, toddle off somewhere.
No, but we've got a big issue with deporting people back to New Zealand at the moment rather than dealing with their circumstances.
I've had some friends at the weekend too, message me going, oh, your relatives are over, like, ha ha, laughing. And I'm like, well, funny, but it's not because they do give everybody a bad name.
Yeah.
I don't know. So. If the police. We need to get a spine about this.
We don't know if that's true. We can call Jim Keogh.
Yeah, we could call Jim Keogh.
So Carrie said she knows someone in Border Force. That's how she knows
about
this
forces,
kind of
she said forces. Mm. Could be fire forces. Force.
Mm.
No, it's not the fire force. It is the police force.
Yeah, okay, all right.
So the police let them leave. No, I'm not happy about this.
But Maddie, we don't know what the circumstances are. If they aren't
Yeah, we
able-
do.
Okay.
They fleeced people, took money, stole shit, and left.
This might be the best option. They may not have enough evidence to hold them. They may not have enough evidence to charge them.
You then have to put them in jail, which would cost a lot of money. Where do you take the kids?
They know that they're going to get off.
Hey, Carrie, listen to the Irish Gypsy fan club on the other side of the desk.
I'm more of a police fan club because I think the police have a hard job and they're doing the best that they can do.
I agree.
Mm. Yeah. And thank you all, whoever friend is, for his service or her service.
No worries.
You don't know what's happening behind the scenes, Maddie. We don't know. We're not privy to all that. We've seen is photos of them up in CCTV and we go, we know what's happening. We know what's best for those kids.
We've spoken to the people on the ground in the shop.
So what do you want to happen to them?
Put them in jail.
The kids as well?
No.
Well, then what do you do with the kids?
Send the kids home to some other family.
To who?
I'm sure there's gypsy family members over there they could send them to. No, you break the law, you bloody go to jail. It's in the rule book, right?
You'll pay more taxes for that. You're then paying for the gypsies. Yes.
Well, see what you've done, Carrie.
Thank you. I'm happy with that, guys.
Yeah, leave me with this. Thanks.
I'm booking a holiday to Ireland. I'm going to go on Fleece Island and then swing on home.
Stop it.
Afterwards.
You know what you do? I'm so sorry. I'm going to take this. Is that going to be okay?
No,
I'm
would. I'll pay
Look
double.
Look at me go.
You broke a police barricade in Washington, D.C. came home from there.
That's a valid point.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
I think everyone will agree when it's raining on the weekend and you've got kids, it gets a little bit annoying because you just can't get the energy out by sending them outside to play.
The iPad just doesn't zap them in the way that you need it to, does it?
It doesn't.
Come on.
It's more the guilt for me. After they get on the iPad for a certain period of time, I just get the guilt.
Oh, see, I don't get the guilt.
You don't?
Well, I get the annoying when they're sick of the iPad. I'm like, nah.
Dad, it's been 15 hours. I want to go to bed.
Finish the level.
But yeah. We decided to take the kids to the circus. There was a local circus. So I normally go to the Cirque du Soleil, but I've never taken the kids before. And this was a local one. It was like, well, Circus Rio, but it was at Mount Cravat. So in Brazilian. And I said to Scotty, like, we should go. And he goes, oh, yeah. I was like, Brazilian dancers? And he goes, I don't think there will be. I was like, well, let's go. Because I thought, well, that will get him in. So we went there and it was
you don't want to hang out with your family? There'll be other hot women there.
Yeah.
Righto, give me five and get my shoes on.
Yeah, and he came along and he was very happy. But there was lovely people when we got there and we bought some popcorn of people and they had a beautiful Brazilian accent. And then the usher showed us to to our seats. Everyone was very nice. And it was like in a big top, but a bit of a country sort of feel to it, you know.
It's an old school travelling circus.
And I've never been to, I guess, a traditional circus. Yeah.
I guess what Abby's trying to nicely say is it was a bit dodge.
No, it was more just that I was kind of like, I don't know, just didn't have the big hoo-ha that I went.
But that's, yeah.
But the performers, oh my God. So first they came out, traditional Brazilian dancers with the G-string. So my husband's like, oh yeah, all right, cool, got my attention. And they were lovely. The performers came out. There was no like safety harness. There was like tight walkers. They were amazing. But I couldn't watch anymore. I had sweaty palms because one of them got a skipping rope and started to skip, fell off, and caught himself by one hand.
It's probably part of the act.
That's what I thought.
There was no, like, mat. There was this tiny mat, and he was nowhere near it.
I like that, though.
Oh, I was sweating.
I think, you know when people go, watch me do this amazing thing, and then they have a safety harness on it? There's no danger in it. Yeah. I don't think that's exciting. You know what I mean?
Unless, like, someone can die.
Yes. You can't be like, look at me, I'm walking on a rope. Yeah, that's cool. You can practice that. But if there's no, like, if you make it, it's going to be really bad.
Well, this is a circus for you then. I think you would like it. But do you know what made it even more interesting? The guy up there was the guy that sold me the popcorn.
Oh, yeah, they have double jobs.
I wasn't aware of
that.
Didn't
you know that?
The usher was the juggler.
Yeah.
Mind blown. I was like, he's very talented. He ushered us to our seats
very well. Yeah. No safety line there.
Yeah.
What a special life you've had where you've never been to a circus like this.
Yeah, I had the opposite.
No, I never have. You know, to be completely honest, I've never gone to a circus because I've never liked animals performing, and that used to be the case, but this is no animals.
They can't do that anymore.
No, so that's why I never went to a circus when I was younger because I was like, Mom, it's cruel.
I saw the last Cirque du Soleil, and they're normally amazing. They are very good. But they had three little children juggling, and they were really coasting on the cute factor.
Yeah.
Because they kept dropping the ball. And I kept on saying to my wife, this is ridiculous. And she's like, they're five. I'm like, yeah, but this is all they do.
They've only got a short career, though, because when they're 10, no one cares.
You sound like my husband, though, because I was like, they do two shows a day.
So they should be better at it.
And he said to me, yeah, but they're only up there for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So what do you mean? They have to sell the popcorn twice? Like, it's a stressful day.
Imagine if he does all the tight rock stuff, right? He does all that, and he's that's amazing. Popcorn machine explodes one day, takes him out.
Oh, no, Abs.
No, don't.
Chrissy from Murrumba Downs.
Oh, no.
No.
Has been to the same circus you went to.
Did you like it, Chrissy?
Yeah, it was awesome. One of my girlfriends was performing. She's a salsa dancer.
Right.
Oh,
so
yes.
She was the choreographer for the whole dance routine.
Tell her.
We did our yoga teacher training together.
Right.
So she's awesome.
Tell her about
the
tight
rope
guy.
Yeah, I went to the same circus.
Yeah.
The guy on the jump rope.
Yeah.
Fell off, hanging by one arm. Same thing.
Oh.
So I'm wondering if that's part of it, if that was actually part of it, because I was there with my 10-year-old son. He was totally freaking out.
Yeah.
There's no net.
I
nothing.
Know.
Nothing underneath. He was curled up in a ball, hands over his face, going, can't watch. And yeah.
If they fall and break a leg, who do you reckon has to collect them? Like, do you reckon, would they continue with the show, or would they, do you reckon they'd stop for a couple of minutes?
The guy that gets your hats, he's a doctor.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Oh, to clear the air. End of the show. Went to the bakery on the weekend with my kids. Got some pastries. Sat down and ate there because I thought it was better than eating in the car. Put my handbag up on the table and the kids were quiet and I love it when they're quiet. I just go, oh, good for them. Must have turned my head for a couple of minutes. Because today, when I went to go and get something out of my handbag, I noticed there was sauce all on my hands. They've collected all the little mini sauce because they know that Mum likes sauce. Put them all in the bag. They've exploded.
Just like Irish gypsies, they stole a whole heap of stuff from the shop.
I'm taking notes. Hey? Thanks. But no thanks.
Gastro. The thing about you is you don't just like to infect one person.
Oh, no.
You like to infect everybody. Started last Thursday with the baby, Eden. Two spews in the middle of the night. Then it moved its way over to me on Saturday night. Sunday, hung out with our little boy Xander for a little while. Last night, our eldest Ethan. Which means the next person in our house is my wife Esther. And if she falls ill, our entire world is going to collapse. Because she's the rock. And if she gets sick, it's bad.
Yeah.
So, Gastro, now it's time to make your way over to Stav and Abby's house. Thanks. But no thanks.
Wonder how we'll get it.
I know, right? Are you sure it's not anyone's cooking?
No. Well, they've all been staggered. So unless they're poisoning us at play tonight.
Uh-oh, Esther.
Yes, maybe my wife's trying to kill us all.
No, I'm just saying she's the only one that hasn't got sick and she's maybe doing the cooking for you guys.
Oh, no, we had fish and chips on Saturday.
Oh. So. It's bad that you actually thought that was a possibility, though.
Hey there, iPhone weather app. What an amazing piece of technology you are. And on Saturday, when I checked you to see my time frame to see if I could go to the park, you said there was zero chance of rain this entire hour. So I went, cool.
Go by the hour.
We went down to the park, and halfway through that hour, so 30 minutes later, it began to shellac down like I might need to build an ark and start forcing animals to get intimate with each other. So I took out my app to see what was happening. It said it wasn't raining. As it was raining completely on the phone. Screen telling me, nuh-uh, it's clear.
Gotcha!
So thanks, but no.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Hey, that is the podcast done and dusted. Thank you so much and congratulations making it to the end. We do request that you please leave a rating, a review. 1 to 5 stars, just 1 star is if you really want to give it to us, that's fine. And leave a little caption, so we can read out as well. We've got a few that have actually come through.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So there's one with a complaint. They've given us a 5-star review.
But.
Love it, but.
But. Uh-oh. Nothing counts before but.
Love these guys heaps, whether it be listening live or catching up on what I've missed by downloading the podcast. It's always on point and relevant. My only but, and it's actually nothing to do with Stan, Abby or Matt.
Great.
Big fan.
That's got to be a typo. But it's more to do with the corporates. They are now podcast ads midway through the conversations.
What?
It's quite annoying now and almost a deterrent to download, especially when it's the same over and over. This happens when you watch stuff like catch up on Channel 7 and all that kind of stuff too.
Yes, and you get so annoyed that you end up giving up because, it does the same repeat one.
But it's not even at a good point where they would cut to an ad break. It just pops up in the middle of something.
Who's getting the money for that?
Exactly.
Well, not us. We know that. I wouldn't mind if the ads were timed to be between segment chats. Naturally, you'd expect that. But when in the middle of a conversation or a guest, it's just rude. Yes, takes the focus away from the conversation. Don't worry, we will be looking into that. They also have a Ford with 200...
Ad break.
They also have a Ford with 267,000 kilometres on it, so they're keen to win
Dashboard Bingo.
That is ridiculous. Do all podcasts do that these days? Just stop in between conversations?
Not I've heard of.
We're going to have to look into it. Another one that came through on Saturday, 5-star review. From Aussie, A.K. Louise. Guys, as an ex-Brizzy gal living in Beverly Hills for the last 14 years,
you've done good.
I was so excited all those years ago when I discovered I could listen to a radio show that kept me connected to home. Years later, I am still here listening as often as I can. Live stream happens at my lunch break, and school pickup is the podcast, so I never miss a second.
I wonder what she's doing over there.
I don't know. Love the catch up. I can now even drive in the car as my Apple Play can find the app. I've been listening to all your recent requests for a comment. Well, here is mine. This episode today is just a classic example of Stav, Abby and Matt. From never being able to listen to a spray can without thinking of the tooth fairy to my usual full agreement with Maddie's parenting. Wow, someone agrees with my parenting. The tooth fairy thing is, what was your theory on the tooth fairy again?
It's not a theory. It's what happens. She sells the teeth that she gets from children, so she gets some money, to spray can factories, and that's what you hear in the spray can when you shake it. Oh.
And Abby brings me to the tears with her wonderful words of International Women's Day.
That was amazing.
That was beautiful. Oh. This is just a typical and always amazing session with you guys. I hope one day I'm back in Brizzy to give you all a hug, buy you a drink. Thank you for keeping me sane. That's lovely.
That is really
lovely.
Sweet.
And we would love to come over to Beverly Hills and crash in your pad.
Yes. So if you could send us your address, that would be wonderful. All right. Have a great day. Don't forget, leave your comments. Even if they're negative, we'll read them out. The negative ones will definitely get read out. Bye.
Bye.
Everyone.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
Stav, Abby and Matt.